In Antarctica, there are no police. Instead, scientists inspect the bases of neighbours to ensure rules are respected. But two Chinese stations in key strategic locations inside Australia's Antarctic Territory have never been checked. Jackson Gotha-Snape finds out why.
In Antarctica, construction machinery has been working this past summer on China's fifth research station. The continent is governed by international law. It bans military activity and mineral exploration and has frozen territorial claims for now. But ANU's Don Rothwell says more needs to be done to assert Australia's claim to almost half the continent.
If we don't effectively seek to manage that claim and exercise our sovereignty over that claim, well then others will perceive some level of weakness in terms of Australia's position, and they might seek to exploit that weakness into the future.
There are now some 80 stations in Antarctica operated by more than 30 nations. No country has expanded its presence faster than China.
China reserves the right to make a claim in Antarctica.
Anne-Marie Brady from the University of Canterbury has studied Chinese language materials.
China is active all across this sector within East Antarctica, quite a sizable chunk of what Australia calls the Australian Antarctic Territory.
The Antarctic Treaty requires countries to inspect each other's stations to ensure rules are respected. However, Australia has carried out just one inspection since 2011. Two Chinese stations inside Australia's claim have avoided inspectors' eyes altogether.
China has is expanding its military and modernising its military, and the Arctic and Antarctic have an important part to play in that.
Professor Brady believes the treaty is struggling to deal with technology used by both scientists and the military.
Why this is all important is because the GPS systems of China, Russia and the US, they will be, in a time of war, they become really crucial. They're used for missile timing and positioning.
An inspection of one of these stations costs $500,000. Australia's annual Antarctic budget is close to 400 times that. A spokesperson for the Antarctic Division maintains inspections are conducted regularly and says they do not detail future inspection plans.
Jackson Gotha-Snape reporting there.